And in the context of the region, in the context of St. Vincent, we happen to live in a part of the world where, unfortunately, our geology or the nature of the tectonics in the region, the nature of the earth processes and where we are, means that we can be impacted by all of the possible natural hazards you could think of. All of those things can happen in the region. And therefore, it's not surprising that the Caribbean has historically been recognized as one of the regions of the world where it is most prone to a wide range of natural hazards. It is truly a multi-hazard landscape. And therefore, when we look in going forward, we can't look at one hazard alone. We have to look at it in a range. And that said, you know, I'm a natural hazard scientist, so I will tend to focus on natural hazards. But a lot of what I say relates to all kinds of hazards, even though my focus is on natural hazards. And this is really when we apply disaster risk reduction policies and strategies to prevent new disaster risks, to reduce existing disaster risks, and to manage residual risks. And really what we're trying to do is to strengthen our resilience and to reduce disaster loss.